Yes, we are live, and this is how we roll, baby. This is how we roll right now. Come on, give it to me. Where are you, baby girl? Daddy is right. Yep. Intimate Discoveries. Welcome to Intimate Discoveries, the podcast. Redefining a conversation around intimacy. In a world where conversations often feel superficial, we dive deep, exploring the layers of what it truly means to be intimate. It's a groundbreaking journey through intimacy's cognitive, emotional, sexual, and spiritual aspects in the modern world. In each episode, we peel back the layers of myth and truth, engaging with experts, sharing real-life stories and uncovering insights of what challenges everything you thought you knew about closeness in relationships. Whether you're navigating the complexities of love, seeking deeper connection, or just curious about the unspoken intimacy of human bond, Intimate Discoveries is your guide through a maze of modern intimacy. Tune in. Let's go! They said I wouldn't make it, but I'm here now. Yup, I'm here, baby! Alright, here we go. Intimate Discoveries, Unveiling Connections, where every episode is one step closer to understanding the heart and soul of intimacy. Right? I am your host, Champ Franklin, and we are live and in color. Thank you everybody for showing up. Thank you for being here. This is our moment. This is our moment. I'm telling you, we are excited. Yes. We are live. And I'm telling you. Woo! My God, that was amazing. But I'm telling you, this is another day. Another day to be thankful. Another day of gratitude, of gratefulness. And I challenge everybody, right? To stay relevant, to stay connected, to stay present in the moment, because it can be challenging. And as we all know that, life has to go on. And so we here at Intimate Discoveries, we always try to figure out how we can help you to experience a meaningful relationship, a meaningful connection where you can actually begin to live life, begin to experience life. I know for me, I was married 22 years, and I'll tell you in a minute. I didn't have a safe space. I didn't know what a safe space was. And again, she'll tell you, well, I tried to tell him. Well, the thing is that nobody else in my circle were confirming that I needed a safe space because they told me to what did they tell me? Frank, you know, don't show emotions, you know, don't be weak, don't be vulnerable. You can't tell your wife everything. You can't tell her anything. Or, you know, again, there were times when she confirmed that you can't tell her everything. And then I know for me, she can tell me everything. Because oftentimes for me, you know, I was always a helper. And so I would always try to help, try and figure stuff out, try to make it better, try to do whatever she needed done, try to take care of her. Because I was locked in as a provider. And I would just be providing and working and fixing stuff, not realizing that I was tracking for divorce. And so one of the things that I look back on my relationship, I didn't have a safe space. She didn't have a safe space. I'm talking about for me, with me. Because the kids, they had a safe space with her. They would come and talk to her or everything. But again, I following the guide that I was given, I thought I was locked in. I was being a good dad. I showed up to all of my kids' stuff. They'll tell you, I was at the games. I was at the recital. I was at the graduation. When you graduated, Dad was there on the front line. I was first. I did tell you. Because one thing I knew I can do, I can always beat enough people to get on the front row. Right? So I was there. So I was on the games. I was there. Right? You just get there early. That's one thing I really pride myself on, is being able to know how to meet the requirements. And knowing that just getting there early is half the battle. And so I want you to be able to know that in your relationships that you are entitled to a safe space. And so when it comes to being vulnerable, when it comes to sharing feelings and emotions and experiences, that you are right in your perspective. And so I think that's the part where I found that is needed in relationships today, is that there is not a safe space for men and women alike in the relationships. And so I know we have therapists that they go, they have all of these different theories. They have, cognitive behavior therapy. There's so many other different theories around therapy that they do. Like I say, I know it's cognitive-based therapy. Then there's emotional trauma, physical trauma, trauma-based therapy, and there's DBT. I don't know all these things, but my point is that all of these, everyone is searching for answers on how to help individuals to experience meaningful relationships, right? And the thing that I have come to understand is, as you're going through all of these different types of therapies, right? And especially when it comes to relationship and marital therapy and marital counseling, the part that is not given enough attention to is this safe space, right? So there is a study that was done many, 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 many years ago, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so what Abraham Maslow did was he developed these hierarchy of needs. And so there are five levels of those needs. And so the basic need is food, water, shelter, and warmth, right? That's the physiological needs, right? And then there is this next need, is the need to feel safe. That is the second need. And then there's a need of feeling of loving and belonging, right? And in most cases, these three needs are rarely, these three, most individuals, who have troubles in their relationships, right? Typically there's a disruption in these three basic needs: the food, water, shelter, and warmth, your finances, your standard of living, or how you live. And then there's this safety need, right? The need to feel safe. And then the need to feel a sense of loving and belonging. Typically what happens is in when you have these three things, these three basic needs that are not being fulfilled, or there's a disruption in any one of them, right? You end up having issues in your marriages, in your interpersonal relationship, because this need to feel safe and the need to feel a sense of loving and belonging is disrupted, right? Therefore, the reason why affairs end up happening is because of this need to feel safe is neglected. And so, because in therapy, we rarely hone in on this need of this fulfilling this safety need, to making sure that you have this need to feel safe, that you have a safe space for yourself, and that you can be honest and vulnerable with somebody, that need is being fulfilled. Because that is not strongly emphasized in therapy or in relationships as a need, as a requirement, as a mandatory checkpoint, it becomes challenging for us to experience a sense of loving and belonging in our relationships, right? And so as we look at this this gap of this unfulfilled need, and that is the need to feel safe, because most of the time a lot of us are financially, it depends. because if you're trying to fulfill this safety need, this can disrupt your finances, because you're searching for ways to feel safe, and you could, and sometimes it can lead to drug addiction, it can lead to alcoholism, it can lead to abuse, it can lead to chasing other external sources to feel safe, to fulfill this safety need. And so you can go through different ways of trying to fulfill this need to feel safe and have a sense of loving and belonging. The thing is that a person needs to fulfill that space. Because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, right? And thing came on here. Well, you can, the Lord is my safety. Well, yeah, he can be in the church. The Lord can be your refuge in the church. But you got to come outside the church. You got to come out the church. At some point, you got to come out of prayer. At some point, you got to come out of those four walls. And then guess what? Life happens again. And when you have gone as far as you can go, and I know this is controversial, but I'm just saying that it's okay to have a hug from somebody who cares about you. Yes. Other than God hugging you, right? It's okay to expect for somebody to love on you, right? And so I got Nyla on here. Come on in. Hey, oh my gosh, I'm Iran. Where are you from? Oh my gosh, I am from. I'm from U.S. Oh, hello. Yes, and so this good. Oh my God, it would be great if you can come on. Can you speak Persian? I cannot speak Persian. No. Nice to meet you too. Man, I'm telling you, my podcast is worldwide. I'm in Iran right now. Yes, thank you so much. I'm floored to be here and to hear your voice and to see. Thank you for the hearts. I tell you that I would love for you to come on and share. If you can type a question in or type in your thoughts about what does it mean to be for love and relationships in Iran. I want to let's tell me how is life in Iran for you. Oh my, who is this? Oh my gosh. Are we really doing this today? So yes, thank you. It is funny. I can say for me, my whole premise for having this platform is so that we can begin to have that conversation about what does it mean to be intimate? What does it mean to have a serious commitment? And how do you honor that commitment and that your partner or your friend can rely on you for a safe space where they can just talk about their day, how they're doing, or what's going on with them, right? And I would just, I just welcome you to be able to, I welcome you to the challenge to decide that when I'm interacting with someone, I don't have a partner. Okay. That's fine. It's okay. You don't really need you need a partner in order to be in an intimate relationship. The thing is that how do you feel about sharing your feeling? You have a partner. I am open. I am here for you. And so the thing is that, like I said, right now I'm engaging with Nyla, and we're having a conversation. And she right now she's in Iran, and I want to hopefully connect with her so that that even in Iran, for her to navigate the complexities of religion and vulnerability. Wow. How do you do that, right? Let me ask you this here, Nyla. Is it possible, how do you express vulnerability in your country? Can you be vulnerable as a woman? And I want to know. And so I want to be able to help you to navigate these waters, because you are entitled to let me see here. in.ti.mate_discoveries. Yes. So that's me. And so when we think about different ways of communication, what really transforms from the, you know, I noted that when it comes to communication, there's verbal and there's nonverbal communication. We know that part, right? The thing is that when we look at, let me see here, write for me, what? When we think about communication, regardless of the form of communication, you still have to be able to be mentally stable enough to be there to collect data so that you can support and be informative and supportive for your partner, for your friend, for your loved one, right? For your friend. Matter of fact, let's just keep it on the friend perspective, right? Because being a friend who can listen is important. And listening to your friend, just to allow them just to talk and share. How difficult is that for you to be able to be that safe space for your friend and someone who you are in a romantic relationship with, right? How hard is it for you to do? You can do both, right? If you can listen to your girlfriend, right? Talk about her drama, her craziness, her situations or whatever, and you not judge her and you be there to support her, right? You be, I'm talking about 10 toes, girl, I'm ride or die with you. And you know she is wrong. But you don't care. However, when it comes to being that way with your partner, we sense that your partner, he or she is trying to get over on you, right? But you don't use that same criterion for your friend, your girlfriend, or your partner, your homie, or whatever, right? Oh my gosh, cool. Oh my gosh, who is this here? Oh my gosh. Listen, we sent you invite, man. Cool, come on over. Come over, because I want to hear you. I want to hear from you. I'm telling you, this is crazy. You're in the live studio. Let me see. Can I have your, what? No, Instagram is fine. Yeah, so, and like I said, I'm gonna focus right here right now, because I think somebody is trying to disrupt my show today. But I'm telling you, we're on fire, and so I got cool here, right? If you got a comment, you want to chime in, you want to ask a question, oh my gosh, cool, what's up?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I just joined. I don't know what is it about. If you can,
Yes, I can. Man, thank you so much for coming in. So here it is. We're Intimate Discoveries, the podcast redefining the conversation around what it means to be intimate, right? And so we're challenging society, and we're challenging men to come on the show. And we're asking this question: how do we often get intimacy all wrong, right? Okay. And wanted to know what have you experienced? Give me a little bit about yourself, and then what have you? Are you in a relationship now? Are you married? You got a girlfriend? What's going on? Where are you right now? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a girlfriend before, and then like, yeah, I'm no more. So
you, yeah. Okay, so what happened?
Oh yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's a long story, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, we got an hour, right? We got an hour.
Okay. I'm from Africa, you know.
Okay.
Africa, yeah, I'm from Africa, so I just came, you know. Yeah, so I was dating someone, you know, in Africa.
Uh-huh.
You know, some trouble issue came about, so
okay,
we needed to separate, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well. Good. Okay. So when. So let me ask you this here: that in Africa, what part of Africa are you in right now?
Yeah, West Africa. Yeah.
You in West Africa? Oh my God! What part?
Yeah, Ghana. Yeah.
Ghana. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I visited Tanzania, and wow. I've been to Zanzibar and the Serengeti. Right.
Okay. You know, wow.
Ghana is on my to-do list, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a good, you know, cool and good place to be, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so when you say that you were in a relationship, right? So in Africa, right? So when you I'm getting ready to help you right now, cuz then your next relationship is going to be transformative simply because you came on the show today.
Mhm.
Right, so let's go over, what does intimacy look like in Africa?
Oh yeah, 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 intimacy.
Yeah,
intimacy in Africa. You know, it's some kind of it's not something simple like that. You know, maybe you can like somebody can, you know, kiss someone just on the roadside, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like in countries in, you know, in the Western countries. No, it's not that. It's not done that way in Africa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like intimacy can be seen like, you know, in like
mm-hmm.
private, you know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I think yeah.
Okay. All right. So perfect. So what I want you to do now, right? I want you to understand, right? So intimacy, what we have on intimacy here on our show is intimacy is defined as a level of commitment.
Okay.
Intimacy is defined as a level of commitment, okay. Positive, affective, okay. Cognitive, and physical closeness that one experiences with a partner in a reciprocal relationship.
Okay.
You want me to? I'll say that again, right?
Okay.
Intimacy is defined as the level of commitment, positive, affective, cognitive, and physical closeness. Intimacy is defined as the level of commitment, positive, affective, cognitive, and physical closeness that one experiences with a partner in a reciprocal relationship.
Okay.
Right. There are four variations of intimacy. There's cognitive intimacy, which is just exchanging thoughts one with another. Just you and I just sharing thoughts right now. We've started an intimate conversation.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's emotional intimacy, which is exchanging feelings and emotions, which is also found in self-disclosure.
Yeah.
Right. In a reciprocal relationship. Right.
Okay.
And then we have the intimacy that you were talking about, which, you know, you pulling off the side of the road. That's sexual intimacy, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's sexual intimacy, which is choosing to share one's body in a form of affection and sexual activities, contact, touching, and sexual activities, right? Yeah. That's sexual intimacy. And then there is spiritual intimacy, which is sharing ideas around religion and morality.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So based on that definition, now how does that change how you see intimacy now?
Oh yeah, 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 yes, yes. Now you've given me a broader perspective on intimacy, you know. I was like concerned about the sexual intimacy. Like when you hear the word intimacy, like, yeah, you begin to think about sexual, like, you know, yeah. But now, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so the thing is that now, right, is that in order for you to have a true intimate relationship, that there has to be this safe space,
yeah,
where vulnerability makes the exchange.
Okay.
Right? And where there is no vulnerability, right? So we look at vulnerability as the bridge, right? So you're in Ghana, and then what's the neighboring country, right? Ghana.
Yeah, I think Nigeria.
Nigeria, right? So, yes. So you got Ghana and then Nigeria, right? Then there's a river right there, right?
Yeah.
There's a river that separates Ghana from Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
Right? And so vulnerability will be that bridge, right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my gosh. And so without vulnerability, right, you can't connect with Ghana.
Yeah.
You can't, right? You can't connect without vulnerability. The bridge, you can't, was it Ghana and Kenya, right?
Yeah.
Right? You can't connect. And so this is what the disruption is, right? Because you're like, well, you come over here. You come over here. No, you come over here. No, you come over here. No, you come over here, right? No, you come over here. No, listen, we need to establish a bridge.
Yeah.
Where when you come across the bridge, right? Because you're from Kenya and I'm from Ghana, and I'm not gonna blow up the bridge.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not gonna hold it personal because you're from Kenya and I'm from Ghana, and he said, I'm gonna allow you to come across the bridge. I'm gonna allow you to be vulnerable. And each time, watch this, cool. Each time you come across that bridge, it's a different experience. And each time I come across that bridge, it's a different experience, right? And each time, oh my gosh, simply because we have secured a space where we both can be what? Vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
Right? Our relationship flourishes. Talk to me, cool.
Oh yeah.
Huh? Talk to me. What do you think about what I just shared with you?
Oh yeah. The vulnerability. Yeah, I think yeah. You've shared, you know, more light on that, you know. Yeah, because sometimes the bridge, you know. Yeah.
So what are you taught in Africa, right? About sharing with women.
You said?
What are you taught in Ghana, right, about sharing with women? How, you know, when you in a relationship, you were in a relationship with a woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure. All right. So what do they? What's the rule about sharing with women?
Yeah. Like the rule.
Like emotions.
Yeah, emotions. Yeah, you know, emotions. Sometimes, like when you're going through some emotions, you know, you try to share with your partner, you know, what's you're going through. You know, you discuss, you know, you motivate yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, have some sexual intimacy and yeah.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is that, but how is it when you're so. How is it when you're sharing just conversation, just thoughts? Can you share? Is there a limitation on what you can share and what you can't share with your partner?
Oh no. There's no limitation. Like there's no limitation on anything. You need to share everything. Like, you know, you see, in a relationship, you need to be open. You know, like, yeah, you shouldn't hide anything. Like, you share your thoughts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So when we look back now at so what was there a breakdown in communication in your previous relationship?
Yeah. It was a break. Yeah. In relation. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? In an intimate relationship, in an intimate relationship, remember, we got to have the bridge, right?
Yeah.
We got to have the bridge of vulnerability, right?
Yeah.
And in an intimate relationship, vulnerability is the bridge, right?
Yeah.
And you cannot break down the bridge.
Yes.
Right? So we got to work to make sure that the bridge stays intact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Right. So now when we look back now, so let me give you a little bit of history about me, right? I was married 22 years.
Okay.
I was married for 22 years. And during my marriage, towards the end of my marriage, my ex-wife decided that she was going to have an affair, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the affair going on in and out of my house, in my face, right? I'm watching this thing going down. And I was in another country, so I couldn't do anything about it. Well, I could have done something about it, but I couldn't, because I'm overseas, right? I could have called the police. I could have called my friends to come in and snatch me out of the house. I could have done some of the stuff, but I didn't do it because I kind of felt sorry for my wife at the time, because I realized that I was not a reliable partner.
Yeah.
Emotionally, right? Yeah. Because one of the things I was in the military for 30 years. And then I was in the military. I did 30 years in the military. And then I also, I grew up in a drug house. From sixth grade, my dad was shot when I was in sixth grade. And so he was a quadriplegic, which was being paralyzed from the neck down. So I had to take care of him. And being that I had to take care of my dad, grew up in a drug house, bag up dope and stuff for my dad and all this other stuff, that I was not given permission to feel. So no one cared about my feelings, right? So when it came to being married and being emotionally available for my family and my wife and those guys, the operator said, "Sir, that call does not go through. You're not having a connection right now. Where'd you go? What happened? We got disconnected. Come on back on, man. Come on back on." But that's just it. I'm here. I'm sharing. I'm again providing this platform. We got disconnected for some reason. I don't know what happened. There we go. Who is this in here now? All right, Big J BJSC. Come on in. We talking about intimacy right now. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about what it means to be intimate. What it means to provide a safe space. And we call in later. But may call in later. All right, but that's fine. But the thing is that we were talking about, I had a guy from Ghana. He was just on the phone, and we were talking about a previous relationship and how how in Kenya is right across from Ghana. And then there's a river, there's a body of water that separates Kenya from Ghana. And we talked about vulnerability being that bridge. That connects Ghana to Kenya. And with that, in order for livelihood to exist, in order for a relationship to exist, that vulnerability bridge has to be there. And, we talked about breakdown in communication. We talked about in order for Kenya and Ghana to cohabitate, to live and to have a relationship, right? There cannot be a breakdown on the bridge. Your livelihood is dependent on it, right? And so when we talk about, there's a breakdown in communication, well, hold on. How is it that there is a breakdown in communication if there's one person who's talking and the other person who's listening, right? How does that happen? How is there a breakdown in communication? Or is it just that someone is not fulfilling their responsibility as an intimate partner? Now, we can say that, right? Listen, I messed up. I I didn't care. I didn't prioritize my relationship. I didn't prioritize my time. I didn't prioritize you enough. So that, oh my gosh, that I was paying attention to the connectors in our within our communication to make sure that when you said something to me, that I valued you enough, that I made sure that I had everything in the basket, right? And I know I go over analysis or analogies or things of that nature. But my point of it is this, right? If you are responsible for 12 eggs, a dozen of eggs to scramble every morning, right? And you're required to scramble 12 eggs in the morning. Isn't it your responsibility to communicate with the delivery person that they're supposed to make sure that you have these 12 eggs delivered in the morning so that you can scramble these eggs, right? And when you discover that there is something wrong with the eggs, it is your responsibility to communicate that back to the people who are anticipating on having these 12 eggs for breakfast. Now, I get it, right? Let's say, for example, like one day happens that you just cracking all the eggs and there's like two bad eggs in the two bad eggs. So you cannot scramble those bad eggs with all the other eggs, right? Because somebody's gonna get sick, right? So there's again, so you communicate that. So the next day you come in, you should not be scrambling, you should not be popping all those eggs in the bowl the next morning and saying that, well, the eggs, you know, I didn't think that the eggs was gonna, all of them was gonna be bad again today like they were yesterday. Well, because you learned something, right? You should have learned that now that you need to go through each one of those eggs and account for all those eggs, because the livelihood of your relationship is dependent on these 12 eggs being cooked in the morning. Now, if you just say, for example, that now you've cracking open the egg, you crack it, put it in a bowl, make sure that egg is good, you verify that, all right, now you pour it in the big bowl. You go through all those, and now in the morning, let's say now you still had two bad eggs, right? Now at least you have those two bad eggs set aside, and now we can at least enjoy 10 eggs. But that's part of communication. That's part of commitment. That's part of excellence. That's part of responsibilities. That's part of holding up your end of the deal, is that we're counting on you to make sure that we have eggs in the morning for breakfast. And oh my gosh, did my girl get in here? Can you come in? Can you talk? Can you come over? Can I hear your voice today? Come on, Mel. Talk to me, Mel. Mel, oh my gosh. Come on. Come on, girl. We got to figure out what's going on with your phone. But listen, it's all good. It's all good. But I'm glad you're here. Love it on me. Support me. I appreciate you. You are an amazing, amazing human being. And I tell you, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you. Yes. And so, so that's what we were talking about. We were talking about vulnerability being the bridge in an intimate relationship where communication goes back. Reciprocity. Wow. Where reciprocity goes back and forth, right? Vulnerability is the bridge where reciprocity. transcends back and forth. And what are you reciprocating? A positive experience. A moment, a shared space where I'm reciprocating it. You can be vulnerable. You can tell me what's going on with you. You can share your way of being right. And it be okay. And then what happens is, right, once you fulfill that safety need, right, then there's this automatic elevation, right, that once you have proven yourself, right, consistent and committed to reciprocity and vulnerability, right, that there's this something that just automatically elevates, right, and that's this sense of feeling of loving and belonging, right. And I'm telling you, right, there's a song. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Do, 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 do. And they're always glad you came. Do, 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 do. You want to go where you can be, where everyone always wants to be. You want to go where everyone knows your name. Do, 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 do. And that's Cheers, right? I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. When you have your financial, your basic needs, food, water, shelter, warm, fulfilled, right? You can take care of your finance. You can take care of your daily living, right? And then you have a place where you can go and talk and share, right? And be vulnerable and share your way of and be and how you feel, right? And then you experience this sense of loving and belonging. Oh my gosh. Folk leave home. Folk leave spaces. Folks leave kids for a sense of loving and belonging. Man, I'm telling you, it's irreplaceable. You cannot replace it. When you get it, that sense of loving and belonging, it is something that allows you to now to achieve this what Maslow called this esteem need, where you begin to feel good about yourself, about your accomplishments, right? You just this esteem need where you like feel good, right? And when you can wake up and you can look around and you can feel good, like I'm talking about, you can just come to a place where you feel good, like. All day long, right? You wake up in the morning, you're like, you know what? I'm feeling good today. And I'm going to feel good for the next 4 hours, period, right? When you can do that uncensored, uninterrupted, and on demand, man, your life is great, right? And then you get to start doing creative stuff, right? Your mind get to going and you doing amazing work, right? You become what I call elite, right? And that all of that is achieved simply because one, you've fulfilled this basic need, food, water, shelter, warmth, and then this safety need. That safety need where you can be vulnerable, where you can share, where you can be a part of somebody and they can reciprocate that reciprocity and you begin to feel a sense of loving and belonging where you belong, where you know at any moment I can go home or I can go talk to my friends at any moment. If anything pop up, I'm going to call my accountability partner. Even someone who is recovering from drugs or recovering from alcohol, right? When they can then go, that's what restores them, is that safe place where they can begin to talk about stuff, right? And then they get an accountability partner, right? And then that accountability partner gives them a sense of loving and belonging. And then their lives begin to change because those three things have been fulfilled. Food, water, shelter, right? The safety need. And then a sense of loving and belonging. And I tell you, right? It is just, I know, right? It is crazy, right? I know it is crazy, because the thing is that, Mel, is that you and I are on the same wavelength, right? You and I are on the same wavelength. We are aligned, and that's why you're here. It is, it's this is why we have the conversation. I just had a guy on from Kenya. No, he's from Ghana. He's from Ghana. Africa. My podcast reaches Africa, baby. Yes. And Iran. Talk to me, girl. Nyla, go in and just type in something and say, I love you, Frank. Ow! Just let him know you're there. I'm telling you, this is it. And I'm excited. There it is. I have used the skills that you have been talking about, and it's gotten sweet and got sweet success. Oh my God. This is what I'm talking. This is why we are on the podcast Mondays and Wednesdays, right? At 8 p.m. Because I told you, I'll look on your face and I'll tell you, I change lives. Because when you understand that you need a safe space, and when you share your perspective, that nobody should correct it, because they were not there when you got that perspective. Oh my gosh, you weren't there. And guess what? Because you weren't there, it's in the past. You can't fix it. You can't change the past. So why are you trying to tell me how I should have done something? I'm right here with you right now. I'm sharing you what happened. And allow me, allow me the space, right? Where I can properly assign these mixed emotions, these mixed feelings, right? So give me a space where I can say, you know what? I really wasn't, I wasn't insecure. I was just feeling anxious. When I look back at that moment there, Mel, you know, I wasn't insecure. I wasn't even anxious, right? I was confused because I allowed my feelings and emotions cloud my judgment, and I was confused. I wasn't insecure. I wasn't anxious about what was going on. I just, you know what? Now that I think about it again, you know what? I was feeling helpless because I couldn't talk. But you see, again, here, this is, like I said, we go right down to it, and we just, again, looking at the scared feelings, right? Looking at the scared feelings wheel, right? And we just diving in this one area, primary, secondary, and tertiary feelings, right? And this is what you are doing for your friends, right? When you're providing them a safe space to allow them to look at the screen, look at it. To allow them to properly assign their past experience so that they can process it and get on with life. But they can't do that if you sit up there trying to tell them what they should do. And they don't need you to do that, because you're not a therapist. You weren't even there. You know, you got your own stuff. Do with your own stuff. You ain't even know what to do with your own stuff. Pookie's still cheating on you. Now, you know where Pookie is right now. You know where he is, and you still. Now, mind your own business. Now, let him do his thing. Now, I know I just got on my soapbox, but my point of it is that give somebody a safe space so that they can process some of this stuff. Come on, man. Listen. All right. Now, we're going back to this place where we want to be vulnerable, right? We want to be vulnerable, right? And again, we were talking about the guy again. My podcast reaches folk in Africa and Iran, right? I got a woman on here from Iran, right? Nyla, right? And then I had Cool, who's on here from Ghana, right? And he was talking about Kenya, right? And we talked about vulnerability, being the bridge that brings, that connects Kenya and Ghana, right? And in order for reciprocity to exchange in an intimate relationship, the bridge has to be there. And there cannot be a breakdown on the bridge. Otherwise, we do not have an intimate relationship. So, therefore, like I said, we're going back to this thing. Like, so we're coming up on our hour, right? And we got to keep it within 1 hour. But the thing is that we want to make sure that we take home today is that vulnerability is the bridge that connects relationships. And when you say that there has been a breakdown in communication, right? Then you are telling me that you were not in an intimate relationship. So you have to go back and redefine your relationship, or right here, redefine your commitment to the relationship. Because if we're in an intimate relationship, right? And in an intimate relationship, reciprocity is non-negotiable. I had to learn that. I had to learn that. When did I learn that? I learned that right before I got divorced. It was too late. I'm like, oh, I got it. She's like, no, it's over. It's over. I'm already done, bro. You missed it. I'm like, hold on. But you know, nobody told me that reciprocity. I learned reciprocity in the gang, right? I learned reciprocity in the drug world, right? Where you reciprocate or you get shot. You're going to exchange at the same time when you coming up dead, right? Reciprocity in the streets is mandatory, right? So therefore, reciprocity in your relationship has to be mandatory, right? You got to take that same fervor, that same passion, right? And say, listen, I'm open hands. Open hands, vulnerability, open hand. We're going to exchange at the same time. Well, why you got to have your hand open, right? Cuz I'm being vulnerable with you. Because I can. And if I can't have open hands with you and you can't have open hands with me, then I need to go someplace else where I can talk to somebody with open hands. Otherwise, then I'm in the wrong relationship right now. And this is time for me to go. Because life is too short. And life is so short that you need at least to have at least 2 vulnerable moments a day. If you can't be honest with yourself, with somebody every day, oh my gosh, where are you going? You should have a space where you can be vulnerable, right? Every day. And each day when you wake up and you tell somebody how you feel is right. Period. I just told you how I felt, right? And so what do you do? What do you do if somebody tell you how they feel, right? What you do is you say, hey, is there anything I can do to help you to get to your best space? Is there anything you need me to do? If you don't need me to do anything, then how you feel right now is right. Do you want to get to a better space, right? Because you with that dude right now who can get you to a better space. Well, how can you just say that, right? How can you say that you this great guy where you can bring somebody to a better space? All right, perfect, right? I'm glad you asked that question because you can be that same person. You can be that same person for somebody else because here's something that I have learned, discovered, and proven that there are very few people who are going to ask you to do something that they know that you cannot do. Period. They're not going to ask you to do something that they know within their heart that they know that you cannot do. And since that is the case, you can do it. You can do it. Yeah, and so I'm just like, my gosh, you can do it. So just, I'm like, if you just try this, right? I'm just try it, right? And just say, hey, is there anything I can do to get you to your best space? And listen, and more, they're gonna come a moment where they're gonna say, hey, no, I'm good. I'm all right where I am right now. And then here's your response. Well, when you come up with something, right? And you need me to be there for you, you let me know. I got you. I got you. Because I already know you not gonna ask me to do something I can't do. Not you. Now I know. No. Nobody. They never ask you to do something that they know. You know what? Send me $1 million. Well, you're not asking me that in truth. You know I don't have $1 million for you. I got $1 million for myself. But I'm not gonna give you $1 million just for what? No, I'm not giving you that. You know I'm gonna give it to you when you ask me that. My point of it is this, right? Provide a safe space for somebody today. And matter of fact, tomorrow, right? I just want you to just begin to practice, right? Just allowing somebody to have a safe space. Just say, listen, I don't care. Whatever's going on with you, that's yours. And if I can help you to get to a better space where you can begin to make better decisions about your life, then that's what I'm here for. I want you to make better decisions about your life. And if I can help you to clear up this stuff so you can make better decisions, you can smile and you can look and be able to respond differently to somebody at your job or whatever, then come on. Come on. Oh my God, this is Champ Frank. I'm telling you, this has been an amazing show. Remember that your responsibility, right? Your responsibility is to protect the bridge. Protect the bridge, yeah. Protect the bridge of vulnerability. Make sure that, one, you can be vulnerable, right? And then, two, that somebody else can be vulnerable with you, right? And it is in a reciprocal relationship that they are reciprocating, right? And let me tell you this here, right? Reciprocity is imminent, is immediate, right? Reciprocity is immediate, right? You can't just send somebody $300 and then they send you $150. No, that's not reciprocity. Reciprocity, I sent you $300, you send me $300. I send you $150, you send me $150. I sent you a smile, you send me a smile, right? I sent you a positive expression, you send me a positive expression. Watch this. Reciprocity is immediate. There is no delayed reciprocity, right? Reciprocity, reciprocal, right? Reciprocal relationship, reciprocal, right? Anyway, so we get ready to wrap up. Again, this is Champ Franklin. And I'm telling you, oh my gosh, we are live and in color, and I am enjoying myself. Here we go. Yes, this is Champ Frank, and we've been live. Let's go! They said I wouldn't make it, but I'm here now. I'm here, baby! Yes, Champ Franklin. I'm a champion, baby. A champion, baby. Cause I'm a champion. Cause I'm a champion. A champion. Yes, tune in Monday, Wednesdays, and Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Intimate Discoveries, the podcast redefining the conversation around what it means to be intimate. Yes, I'm your host, Champ Franklin. We are out. Let's go. They said I wouldn't make it, but I'm here now. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I love you all. And again, thank you all so much. I'll see you all next week. Later.